Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Research and Software Engineering Group. I'm here in Building 99 with Margis and Pavel. So let's go ahead and introduce yourselves.
So my name is Margis Yanis. I've been here for around 10 years, been working in the Foundations of Software Engineering Group, working on model-based testing and model validation, and more recently looking at how to apply theorem-proving techniques in that context, and then in particular, how to do test case generation in the context of databases using symbolic methods. That's sort of very briefly in a nutshell.
Hello, I'm Pavel Grigorenko. I came from Estonia. I've been here for the last 3 months, intern at Microsoft Research. Marcus is my mentor, and I'm a PhD student at Tallinn University of Technology.
Excellent. So you've been working 3 months here, and we're going to see what you managed to do during this time. So what are we going to talk about?
So the motivation comes from the fact that if you want to write a unit test in a database context, then you need to write a query, you need to write parameters for that query, and then you also need to write the tables so in such a way that the when you evaluate the query, you get an expected result. And so, for example, a test condition that you would like to expect is, say, that the result is non-empty or empty.
And the result is empty is fairly easy to achieve
by having
in most
all
cases.
Conditions false. But typically, you want the result to be non-empty.
Yes.
So you want to generate the input tables as well as the parameters, if you have any, in that query in such a way that once you have the tables as well as the parameters and you evaluate them, you get this non-empty result.
Because developers put a lot of effort into writing the test data manually, so we want to automate this process.
And you have to fulfill all the database constraints and everything. So it can be a tedious work.
Right. And here we want to take advantage of existing theorem-proving techniques to make that feasible.
So okay, let's see that with an example.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so power.
Okay, so consider we have a database of a shop with 4 tables, customers, orders, order products.
So that's the cross table between the products and the orders.
Yes. And of course, those are related for the foreign key constraints.
So a customer can make orders. Orders can have multiple products.
Exactly. And order products have the quantity, and products have price. So and now we want to write a query to select good customers from the database who spend lots of money.
Oh, that's a good customer.
Yeah, spend lots of money buying the product. So write a query, select customer, and we want to add the aggregate to sum the quantity multiplied by price.
Okay.
Right? What we have to do? We have to add the from and join all 4 tables.
So that's a classic SQL. That's a very common example.
Yeah. Then.
So we have to from customers,
yes,
orders.
We have to group by customers because we use the aggregate here. Customers, and we want to add some additional conditioning.
Yeah, they have to be good customers, right?
Yes. Having some.
So you multiply the quantity times the product price, and you take the sum.
And we want it to be larger than 100, for example.
But then there is also this parameter that we can add.
Yeah, of course, because queries can have parameters. And the parameters have to be instantiated before we can run the query, right? So
some value.
Yes.
You want to be higher than some threshold.
Yes. And now we want to test this query. But how do we do it? We have to generate some test data and fill those tables. So the query is not the trivial one, right? So we have to really think how to fill data into those tables in order to have some non-empty result, right? So.
And today you would run some random generator tool and
yes,
and hope for
yes.
the best.
Okay. So we want to give a better solution, the more smarter one, and to use the Ethereum proving to extract those test data from the model that the Ethereum prover gives us.
Okay, so what did you do?
So a high level view is roughly that you have this query. It is fed into an engine that we call KEX. That stands for Query Exploration or Symbolic Query Exploration.
Sounds a lot like PEX.
That's the idea. And from here, we transform it using a special theory that sort of fits the underlying analysis.
So what do you call a theory?
So theory is essentially a bunch of axioms and the background, state background, for example, including tuples, sets, integers, reals, booleans, and all those operations that you can do on them, like making an intersection between two sets or comparing where the two integers are,
okay,
and so on. So this sort of stuff is in this theory, and we translate that into essentially take the SQL query
and the test condition,
as well as the test condition.
So the test condition is
non-empty result,
or the answer being a specific tuple.
Oh, okay.
So that could also be. And then this formula that comes out of this translation is then thread into an SMT solver called Z3.
And we've heard about Z3 in the past. It's
right.
it's the same solver that powers PEX.
Same solver, except we use some power features of Z3.
Okay.
Which includes, for example, the extensional theory of arrays, sets, etc.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about this because nothing that is visible. It's just all under the surface. So here.
But if I wanted to learn about this, there's also a paper that we can download and read about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Where all the theories explained in detail. So from here we get a what we call a solution or a model. And this solution really gives us two things. It gives us tables that we can now feed into the database.
So that would be the real database.
The real database. And here we get sort of extract. Right here, tables, concrete tables that now are fed into, for example, that database there. And then we also get parameters. Those parameters, for example, this guy here.
The value.
Yes. Could be right here. Value equals 1. And those values are then used to execute that query against that database that now includes these concrete tables, and then it is checked that the result that is produced matches the result that was expected.
Yeah. So if our theory is correct and Z3 doesn't have a bug, we should have now a test case that will return a non-empty tuple from that complicated query.
That's right.
Exactly. So the model gives us not only initial tables and the parameters, but also the results of the query execution. So later, when we run the unit test, we can compare the result given by the Z3 with the results that database returns.
So you could automatically build a regression suite
yes.
for your stored procedure.
Yes.
So you mentioned unit tests. So how does it surface to the user? So you've generated data and tables, and what do I do with it?
So I think this answer is best. This question is best answered by looking at a demo. Okay. It is really hard to explain. Well, the high level view is that as a user, you have written the query, and from that query, a concrete unit test in, say, Visual Studio Database Edition is generated that you can then execute against the real database.
Cool. So what did you think about this this project, Pavel?
Yeah, it was really interesting, and I got lots of experience. It was really nice. I like it.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you, guys. So I think we're going to jump into the demo, and we'll let Pavel show what he did.
Thanks,
guys. So we're here doing the demo. Pavel, it's all yours.
Thank you. So we are in the Visual Studio. We have a test project and a method that returns a string, which is actually a query that we want to test. So now we have a test condition here, which is a not empty result set. And let's go. Call the menu and run the PEX exploration.
So we just started KEX.
Exactly, through PEX. And we can see that currently our test view is empty. It doesn't contain any unit tests. So now PEX calls KEX, gives the query, and then KEX parses the query using the Team Database Parser. Then it transforms it into the formula, gives it to the tree solver. With the test condition, of course. And then the tree will return a model, will extract the test data, and then we will see it right here.
And the test data is fed into a special unit test form, which can then be executed afterwards against the database.
Cool. Yes. So we're going to see that.
Okay, so we're done. Here we see the results of the exploration. We have tables, customers, order products, orders, and products. And here is the data that has been generated by the tree. So those tables each have one row. Here we have the parameter value with the values 7 and the result, which is 20 and 108. If we click here, we'll see the actual SQL code that will go into the database. So first we insert those rows, and then we run this query.
So we would always start from a fresh database.
Exactly.
So let's watch this go to button there. Let's show.
Okay. Yes. Let's press this button. And now we have a automatically generated database unit test, which has two queries. The first one is for wiping the old data from the database and inserting new data.
So now I can just run this test.
Yes, exactly, in the query. So now let's run this test. And in the test view, we can see this. It passes. Very good. So now we see that the result from the database is exactly the same as we got from the Z3.
Sweet.
20 and 108.
Excellent.
We're done.
Well, thank you guys for explaining this cool project and this cool demo. So see you around. You can say bye to our viewers.
Bye.
Thank you.